Mm-hmm, that's what happens.
Send it on its way. 41% of us sleep on our side. 41% of us. And that's the preferred position for most women. Mm-hmm. Now, one sleep expert, that would be Bill Loretti, said side sleepers really need to have the correct pillow. Turns out that sleeping on your side can cause your top shoulder to sag forward, which can result in bad posture and rounded shoulders. He says a boomerang-shaped pillow is the best choice. It supports the head and neck and keeps the torso and shoulders in line.
Mm, I've got a body pillow.
A what?
Body
a
pillow.
A body pillow?
Mm-hmm. It's okay. Long. Very
I,
long.
Yeah, I know. Some of it has to be longer than others.
Right. Yeah.
Or shorter.
Yeah, or shorter.
Yeah, that's right. Some are cheaper than others. Yeah. Oh, it's got a body pillow.
No, yeah. I have a boomerang-shaped pillow. Thank you. That's what I use. A lot of side sleepers also have their bottom leg straight and the top leg drawn in. This position is no good. It twists your lower body and can trigger back pain. Okay, so there you are. Now, I did see, I forget, some shopatorium. Boy, we saved this catalog. It had so much good stuff in it. I mean, just to go through and see if we can find unusual gifts. One of them was a pillow with a speaker in it.
Huh?
I mean, can you imagine?
Well, now I have a pillow speaker. You know what that is? It's like sort of a flat, flat square thing that you put a little mini plug into a radio, and it's supposed to be under your pillow, or you can put it in the pillowcase.
Okay.
To where you can lie down on the pillow and actually hear radio, and you don't bother other people. But which is the same kind of thing I think you're talking about, except this is actually in the pillow itself, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, what, do you throw the pillow up against the wall to make it stop?
Either way. Mm-hmm. No, I mean, either way. Mm-hmm. Really? Would you really want to do that?
Well,
have you used that before?
I used it a long time ago, but then it got too much of a hassle. It would move or fall off, or I'd pull the radio off of the counter, you know.
Well,
during the night.
That'll disturb
like
your
that.
Sleep.
Excuse me. You pulled the radio off.
Yeah, because, you know, I put this under the pillow, and then, you know, and I, whatever gyrations I, you know, do while asleep would cause me to pull the cord, and the cord would pull the radio off the counter. So it got to be more hassle than it was worth.
So you're a violent sleeper.
Evidently.
Well, I'm googling this. Instructables. By the way, I found a great website I'll tell you guys about off the air, but can't do it now because if you do, then people would go do that. This thing is called Instructables, though, and it teaches you how you can make your own stuff. For instance, a sound pillow. This one tells you how you can build two speakers into your pillow.
Mm.
So that you can plug in your audio device or your iPod or your computer and listen to music or watch a film without getting all tangled up in earphones. Oh, man. The world we live in.
Yeah.
The world we live in. Okay. A group of male commuters in India broke the law when they jumped into a women-only subway car. They paid for it, though. The women on the train became so angry, they ganged up and started slapping the guys, knocking them to the floor, and making them drop and do push-ups. Yeah! Eventually, authorities showed up. Men were issued citations. According to law, one subway car in each train must be reserved for women. The rules went into effect after decades of sexual harassment complaints. Golly. That'd be in India. Hey, nobody bought that Darth Vader costume from Star Wars that was being auctioned off in London last week. This is an outfit complete with helmet. The whole thing. They wanted $250,000 for this, but nobody wanted to pony that kind of money up. However, a prop gun used by James Bond in the movie starring Sean Connery, it was the one that was used in the 1963 photo shoot for the movie poster from Russia with Love.
The famous one.
It's pulled in 15 times more than Christie's had anticipated. That gun sold for $439,000.
Mother
of pearl.
Lee, that's some serious bread right
there.
I'm telling you. Oh, all right, let's see what it...
Willie got arrested.
Yeah, I read that. He just had a little bit, though. Well. But did you notice it that Willie confessed that it was his. It belonged to him. You know, you can see Willie say, yeah, that's mine. Of course it is.
Well, all right.
Willie's
look,
bragging about it.
Look.
I'm Willie Nelson. Of course that's mine.
Even if it's not, he gets great publicity.
Yeah.
And he shields somebody else from maybe getting their first offense. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and he was in jail about 4 minutes, I think.
Well, you know? That is.
And somebody gets to say, Willie Nelson took the hit for me.
Yeah, exactly.
More ways than one.
Well, there are two other. Yeah, he took a hit from me, too. Two others were arrested, however. Willie was on his way back to Austin when his bus got pulled.
He was
over.
What, Sierra Madre or something like that? Or Sierra, something like that.
Well, he's in Hudspeth County. They talked to Arvin West. Arvin's a sheriff. He's a sheriff over
there. He's pushing back his cap.
He said.
You think he got a picture taken with him?
He
you
know? Said.
He's got the mirrored sunglasses on.
He said he could get 180 days in county jail, which if he does, I'm going to make him cook and clean. He can wear the stripy uniforms just like the other ones do.
That's right.
Okay. Arvin, take it easy, buddy.
Got laws in this here, Kim.
Take it easy, all right? Obviously not the first illegal substances found in Willie's tour bus. In 06, 1.5 pounds of marijuana and 3 ounces of hallucinogenic mushrooms found inside.
Were they on a rail car?
No.
Yeah, Willie.
Yeah. I just, look. He's making music. Is that what it takes for him to make music? I mean, I don't know. I have no idea.
Here's Scott pushing the marijuana again.
I'm not doing that. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
It's Marijuana Monday. Here
time for another one of these reasons why we like guys who try to do it themselves. In Germany, a do-it-yourself enthusiast walled himself into his own cellar, but managed to drill his way out through a neighbor's wall.
Really?
64 years old and retired, went into the cellar with bricks and mortar, as well as food and drink, and ended up being trapped there all weekend. According to the BBC, a police statement doesn't explain why he wanted to block up the entrance, but that he was on the wrong side of the wall when he finished his work. Now, again, don't know who he is, but, sir, you kind of want to be on that other side of the wall. And when did it dawn on him? I guess when he put the last brick in. Anyhow, after spending the weekend entombed, if you will, sounds to me like he might have done it on purpose if he had enough food and drink down there with him.
Show off.
Yeah. Here we go. The neighbor with whom the man had been already quarreling with called the police when they heard the loud drilling that he was Mr. Home Improvement trying to get out. So what? He walled himself in and then said, as a, quote, escape route, I'm going to drill through this wall right here of my neighbor that I've been having a little problem with. He's now facing charges, and he'll get a bill. All right, I know you guys probably already knew this, but for you listeners who didn't, a produce company in Japan is playing Mozart to make bananas taste sweeter.
Always works for me.
Did you hear what I just said there?
No, I play Charlie Daniels.
Okay. Gonna play Mozart to make nanners sweeter.
Uh-huh.
The Japan News says the Toyoka Chew Brown Fruit Company.
I've owned one of those for years.
Yeah, Toyoka.
Yeah, that's right.
You got a pretty new one, don't you?
Yeah, I do. It drives real nice.
Does it now? Nice. Anyway, the Toyoka company said, as a matter of fact, that they have a special banana ripening chamber where they bring in the imported bananas. The fruit isn't ready to hit store shelves until it's been exposed to Mozart's String Quartet 17. Chase, could I trouble you to see if you can find Mozart's String Quartet 17?
Let me see what I can do.
That way we can see if we can go ahead and just let people put their bananas in front of the radio.
You may have stumped me, but I'll see.
All right, see what we can do.
Ah, the holidays are here again. The office parties, home parties, school activities, the shopping, the baking and wrapping. Did I mention the shopping? Your to-do list suddenly got a lot bigger. This year, call Molly Maid and let the cleaning professionals take your home off the to-do list. Molly Maid provides a customized cleaning plan designed around your lifestyle. With Molly Maid, you get a clean you can trust. Call Molly Maid today at 693 693-
693-7700. That's 693-7700. Or visit us on the web at mollymade.com to find out what Molly Maid can do for you.
For the largest selection and guaranteed best prices on your Kubota tractor and farm equipment needs, thank Normandy Tractor. Normandy Tractor has Kubota riding lawnmowers, gas and diesel zero-turn, and tractors ranging from 18 to 135 horsepower. Save on our Kubota L2800F 30-horsepower tractor with a 5-foot pasture shredder and a 5-foot box blade for only $10,495 after a $1,000 cash rebate and pay only $149 per month. How about the L2800DT package deal? 30-horsepower Kubota 4-wheel drive tractor with Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, and a 5-foot box blade for only $15,249 after the cash rebate or payments of only $210 per month. Build your own package deal with zero money down, 0% APR financing for 60 months. Trade-ins welcome and free delivery. Normandy Tractor, voted best lawn and farm retailer in the Best of the Brazos survey for 9 straight years. Corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas.
Hey, Brian, College Station. Keith here from Papa John's. Don't forget, today is Monday. Large one-topping pizzas, your choice, carry-out only, just $5.99. That's right, large Papa John's delicious world-famous pizzas, just $5.99. Call us today.
There you go. It's $8.49. Did you do it? Find it?
Yep.
Yeah, it's pretty apparently pretty well-known out there. Okay, so here we go. If you have some bananas that you don't think are ripe enough, and I have some in my house, but I think mine that I have right now are ripe, but I'm sure, like many people, they buy bananas that aren't quite ripe enough.
Ah, it's the banana ripening song.
That's it. Put that in front of your radio.
Or put your bananas in front of the radio.
Yeah, that too.
If you'd like a little background on it, it's nicknamed The Hunt. It's the fourth of the quartets dedicated to Haydn.
Ah.
It was completed in 1784, and it is in 4 movements.
This is B-flat, right? B-flat major?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
As far as I know,
I think it's Ursa Minor. Right?
Hello.
You know, I've listened to Willie Nelson, and it makes me munchies. Obviously, get a banana in sight.
It makes you want to pull over and get a Twinkie, right?
Neither Mozart nor Artaria called this piece The Hunt. For Mozart's contemporaries, the first movement of K-458 evidently evoked the chaise topic.
Ah.
The main components of which were 6/8 tempo, sometimes featuring a strong upbeat, and
right.
Triadic melodies. I told you,
see,
Tom.
Yeah, you were right. You
based
were
largely
right.
Around tonic and dominant chords, doubtless stemming from the physical limitations of the actual hunting horns to notes of the harmonic series.
Yeah.
Let me guess, you read all that, didn't you?
Well, no, I've got it memorized.
Yeah.
Once okay. Again, as far as you know.
There you go. Thank you. A Swedish man was disappointed.
It's not even Tuesday.
Hi. I feel like toe dancing.
A Swedish man was disappointed with his experiment to broadcast music from his stomach because of the poor sound quality. Well, wait.
Wait, didn't like the gurgle?
The phones are going crazy. Yes, uh-huh. Hello.
I can't believe you guys. My bananas are perfectly fine, and now they've gone too far.
See, that's it. Your bananas are turning brown right in front of the radio.
I bet you're not hanging them up.
Hello. Yeah, bye. There we go.
Golly, and you know,
we ruined
it's not even Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course, this isn't workout music anyway. So.
It depends on you work out your mind.
As one guy said, you know, you could put that out here and the people would get sweeter from listening to it. Hello?
Pardon me. Do you have any great poupons?
I got it in my tool chest right back here. Yes, right there. All right. Thank you very much. Swedish man disappointed with his experiment to broadcast music from his stomach because of the poor sound quality. He said the sound was very bad, according to 45-year-old Frederick Brown, who broadcast the audio from his stomach for several hours via a mini audio system. I just wanted to show that it would work, he said. He owns an audio equipment store in Stockholm, hopes to sell his invention for about $17,000. This is a plastic capsule containing the device that is about 1.5 inches long and about 1/2 inch in diameter, and it includes a miniature battery-powered audio device. The music could be heard if you used a stethoscope connected to an amplifier, but after 3 hours, the muted strains of Gloria Gaynor's I Will Survive and the Village People's YMCA faded out and could no longer be heard.
Just saying, there are people out there who've got an idea for almost anything. So, fortunately, we didn't have the YMCA nearby, because after all, Mozart is probably a good musical note to end on.
Higgins?
Hey, Mr. Siebert.
I thought you called in sick today. What are you doing here?
Oh, you better stay back.
You better get back to work.
I'm trying.
You'll never know who you'll see at Toyotathon, our biggest event of the year. After all, with over 30 years of amazing deals and a huge selection of quality Toyotas, everyone's going to the event that happens only once a year. But Toyotathon won't last long, and neither will the amazing deals. Now get $3,000 cash back on all 2011 Tundras, or choose zero APR for 60 months on your Tundra and save over $6,100 in finance charges. Hurry to your Toyota dealer today. Cash back through TMS and GST. Financing with approved credit through TFS. Savings based on weekly national auto rates for 60-month term on bankrate.com of 6.43% versus 0% with $35,800 financed. Typical amount for new 2011 Tundra Crewmax. See dealer or call 1-800-79-TOYOTA for details. Offer ends 1-3-2011.
If you're dreaming of a white Christmas, there's only one place around here you're likely to see one. On stage at the Theater Company, December 3rd through 19th. It's the timeless Irving Berlin musical, White Christmas, with songs like Happy Holidays, Blue Skies, Sisters, and White Christmas, directed by Randy Wilson and starring Matt Krieger, Evan Nault, Melissa Hernes, and Stephanie Hancock. Brought to you by the John and Gigi Green family, Dr. Bill Birdwell, DVS, and Dr. Stephen Wright, DVS. Tickets and showtimes available at the Arts Council of Brazos Valley or online at theatercompany.com.
I'm Donna, owner of the Jewelry and Coin Exchange. Christmas will be here soon, and we would love to invite you to our store to see all of our beautiful jewelry. With over 6,000 new items from fun fashion jewelry to 4-carat diamonds, we are sure to have just what you're looking for. You don't have to wait for a sale. Our prices are the lowest every day. The Jewelry and Coin Exchange is where your dreams come true within your budget. Diamond earrings are a favorite all year long, from diamond studs to diamond hoops, and they are our number one seller for Christmas. We have the best selection, and we guarantee the best prices in town. Remember, we pay top prices for diamonds, gold, silver, platinum, silver flatware, coins, and fine watches. Please come to the Jewelry and Coin Exchange for a great jewelry buying experience at 313 College Avenue in College Station, or give us a call at 846-2400.
He is, without a doubt, one of the greatest, most inspirational tenors of our time.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening.
Santa's sleigh arrives early this season with a gift from the Emerald Isle. Kick off your family's holiday with an Irish Christmas concert starring the inspirational Irish tenor Ronan Tynan.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth.
MSC Opus presents an Irish Christmas with Ronan Tynan, one night only, Tuesday, November 30th in Rudder Auditorium. For your family's tickets, call 845-1234 or visit mscopus.org. An Irish Christmas with Ronan Tynan, Tuesday, November 30th. Call 845-1234 now.
3 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW.
That old boy can sing a song, by the way.
Yeah, he can. Yeah, all right, can. No winner in Saturday's drawing for the Powerball. That means Wednesday night, $95 million. 49.8 is the cash value.
Wednesday night?
Wednesday night.
Means I'd have to come to work Tuesday and Wednesday, right?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
God, change, two more days.
Change your Christmas. Yeah, that'll change your Christmas.
Yeah.
$49.8 million is the cash value on that.
Yeah,
deal,
so probably have to buy a ticket to have a chance to win, right? Yeah, or it'd be at least it'd better my chances.
Now, here you go.
Not by much.
Here's this guy. The guy's name is Scott Lechner. Scott Lechner. He sells Christmas trees.
Oh, yeah, used to punt for A&M. Yeah. I remember that. This is great.
He sells Christmas trees from the Blue Mountains of North Carolina in his store in Manhattan, New York, between $400 and $900. Here's how he sells it. A regular tree is beautiful, but one of our jumbos is majestic.
It's just not a tree. It's an experience.
Did you say Jimbo?
Jimbo? A Jimbo tree?
No, Jimbo.
Anyway.
Remember, son, you don't sell the tree. You sell the holiday spirit.
That's right. He sold 40 of them over the weekend, apparently, at between $400 and $900.
Well, 40 suckers in Manhattan, that seems kind of low,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, well, he's just started, though.
That's true.
Just started. We'll see.
Let word spread.
See how that works out for him. All right, on this date in history.
I love this part.
Yeah, Tom likes it.
Yeah.
Thomas Edison demonstrated his phonograph for the first time in 1877. In 1972, I'm just saying, Pong.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh, really?
Yep.
72?
1972.
Come on, give him his due. Let's go. Moving along.
Okay, 1975, the name Microsoft was first used in a letter, Bill Gates to Paul Allen. Natalie Wood drowned in 1981, and Godzilla received a star on the Walk of the Hall of Fame in 2004. Another guy who has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame passed away.
That's a hospital? What is it?
It's a big building with patients, but that's not important right now.
Now stop calling me Shirley.
Leslie Nielsen.
A parachute not opening, that's the way to die. Mm. Getting caught in the gears of a combine. Having your nuts bit off.
Nope.
With some 20-year-olds who just want to have a good time and cheap sex. Girls who can't say no. Girls who can't get enough. More.
Enough, yes.
Today I was watching Naked Gun 2.5 just this weekend.
Today he's known for Airplane and Naked Gun and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But in fact, he was pretty popular back in...
What was the TV show he did? He played
Police
the detective?
Squad.
Yeah.
Police Squad.
That was Frank Drebin.
That's right.
But he was in Forbidden Planet. Mm-hmm. He signed an MGM with MGM Studios and went on to have a very distinguished movie career. What you might not know, he's also on the Canadian Walk of Fame. How long could that be?
Him and Anne Murray.
Yeah. He served in the and Gordon Lightfoot. Yeah. He served in the Royal Canadian Air Force. His father was a member of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. And